Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Ah, hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But hey, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So what can I tell you about our platform? It's pretty cool how naturally we can talk.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I don't have specific info about DashUp or Vector Solutions in my data, but that sounds interesting. I'd love to hear more about what you do and how you think our voice AI could fit in. By the way, our platform shines in creating natural, engaging conversations that can really boost customer experience. What kind of use cases are you thinking about?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm here and ready. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are big ones. Many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels personal yet scalable. That's where our AI shines, making conversations feel human and natural so leads don't slip away. How do you currently handle lead outreach? Maybe I can share how Dasha can make it smoother and more effective.
Tell me more about how Dasha can make smoother and more effective.
Sure thing. Dasha's AI can handle natural flowing conversations that adapt to what the person says. No robotic scripts here. It can qualify leads, answer questions, and even book meetings, all while sounding genuinely human. This means your team can focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Plus, it works 24/7, so you never miss a chance. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to get started?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that forward-thinking question. Imagine a year from now, your lead generation is running like a well-oiled machine. AI conversations that feel so natural, prospects are engaged and eager to move forward. Your sales team is closing more deals because they're focusing on warm, qualified leads instead of cold calls. Revenue streams are healthier, and you've got more time to innovate. Plus, the AI keeps learning and improving, so it just gets better over time. Sounds like a win-win, right?
What do you mean by the AI keeps learning and improving, and why is that important to you?
Great question. When I say the AI keeps learning, I mean it can adapt based on real conversations, picking up on what works best, understanding new ways people talk, and improving its responses over time. This is important because it means the AI doesn't stay static or get stale. It evolves to stay effective and relevant. For you, that means better engagement, fewer missed opportunities, and a system that grows smarter alongside your business. Pretty cool, huh?
Tell me more about what you find pretty cool about that.
What I find pretty cool is how this learning ability makes the AI feel less like a machine and more like a real teammate. It's like having someone who's always paying attention, getting better at the job every day without needing a coffee break. That means conversations stay fresh and personalized, which really helps build trust with customers. Plus, it saves you time and effort since you don't have to constantly tweak scripts or train new reps. It's a smart, efficient way to keep your lead gen game strong.
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Great to bring it back to now. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like scaling personalized outreach without burning out their teams, handling high call volumes, and keeping conversations natural despite automation. Also, integrating AI smoothly with existing systems can be tricky. Does any of that sound familiar? What's your biggest hurdle at the moment? Maybe I can share how Dasha tackles those pain points.
What are all the ways those problems and constraints are affecting the business right now?
Those challenges can really ripple through a business. For example, scaling outreach without personalization can lead to lower engagement and missed leads. Overworked teams might burn out, causing turnover and slower follow-ups. High call volumes without enough reps can mean long wait times or dropped calls, frustrating prospects. And if AI or automation isn't integrated well, it can create workflow hiccups or data silos, slowing down decision-making. All of this can stunt revenue growth and hurt customer experience. Does that resonate with what you're seeing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those issues are impacting your revenue growth and customer experience?
Absolutely. When outreach feels impersonal or robotic, prospects are less likely to engage, which means fewer qualified leads flowing into the sales funnel, directly hitting your revenue potential. Overworked teams might miss timely follow-ups or drop the ball on nurturing relationships, causing deals to slip away. Long wait times or dropped calls frustrate customers, damaging your brand's reputation and reducing repeat business. Plus, inefficient workflows slow down response times and decision-making, making it harder to capitalize on opportunities quickly. All these factors combined can really hold back growth and customer loyalty. Does that match what you're experiencing?